Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170 The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue, for all your carburetor, distributor, and fuel injection needs, sdcarb.com. Hey, I did a interview with AJ Bender a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't had a chance to run it. You'll love it. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, I got another name you need to keep in mind when it comes to motorsports. San Diego guy by the name of AJ Bender. Now he's running. What are you running, AJ? Sprint?
Yeah, we're doing the sprint cars with the USAC CRA series, and then I've been pretty much doing all the California Lightning sprints. Been following their schedule for a little bit. Missed a few races here and there, but.
What do you like the best?
Oh, sprint cars all day. There's nothing
like.
And
you run a 410?
Yeah, we do a 410. We used to do the 360 stuff, but just a lot of traveling, and 410s, you know, they're mostly based out of Paris, so it's our closest thing being from San Diego.
Right. Yeah, I had an opportunity. I don't know if you know Randy Waitman.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I grew up in Ramona, so.
Oh, okay. Well, he let me strap on his wingless 410 and go out to Barona, and took about 10 laps in it. He says, hey, you know, you did pretty good, you know. I go, great, let me go out again, and I'll open my eyes. Holy
They're fun. They're a lot of horsepower, but they're fun.
Oh, it's absolutely off the chart. Oh, well, guess who showed up? Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Hey, AJ.
How you doing, Michelle?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so we were just talking about what he's driving. He's driving a 410, mainly at Paris. Now, mm-hmm. Other than the cost of traveling with the other group, is it mainly just because of distance and finances that you're kind of staying close to Paris?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to, like, personally, I would love to go do Sprint Week, California Sprint Week, but for us, that's a 9-10 hour drive, and then you're out there for, you know, for at least a week, 8 days, and it's just a lot of money to, between tires for the race car, fuel for the truck, fuel for the car, and just stuff like that. So we're doing what we can if we got.
Because that's all the way up in Northern California.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to plan for it. You just have to plan for it. So, you know, if you don't make it 1 year, then you need to work on trying to get up there the following year. But you're still fairly young. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, man, you're almost an old man. Jeez, better hurry up.
I know, right? You got to start moving. Got to start winning these races.
Now, remember, when any race team asks you how old you are, you're only 22, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's old school. You really don't want to be lying to them. So, you're 26 years old. I got a sneaky feeling this isn't your main source of income. So, are you going to school? Are you working? What's going on in the back?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple little part-time jobs. My main job, I work for a yacht management company. It's called West Coast Yacht and Marine Services, and we do everything from replacing through holes to replacing engines to just regular maintenance checks to I also have a captain's license too, so we do a lot of deliveries, and we take the owners out on their boats and just charters around the bay, and then I have my captain's license out with some other companies, so they'll call me to come charter some boats around, and I do that, and then every now and then I'm lucky enough I get to work for this place called American Super Camp. It's a flat track riding technique school, and I get to go up and do that, and just anytime I can ride or do something, and I love being on the water, so that's nice.
Well, you're doing okay then. I was starting to feel sorry for you there for a minute, but no, that's awesome. At least you're doing something that you really enjoy, and I'd love to do the yachts and deliver those. God, that's got to be just awesome. So they're your sponsor on the side of the race car, right?
No, I've been talking to him, trying to convince him to do it. He needs to come out to a race and just see how awesome. My boss, he's a big off-road guy, so he likes trophy trucks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, you just go in a circle. And I'm like, well, it's a little more than that.
Hey, tell you what, you contact me later. I'll go down. We'll talk to the boss. Between the two of us, we'll get some money in your pocket and some decals on the side.
That's all I need.
I'm here for you, brother. I mean, anybody that's in San Diego that's trying to make it. Now, Michelle, you've watched him race, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you did too. We've been watching you since 2016 up at Paris.
I think I also saw you race
up there in Ventura.
This season?
No, like last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we do
that. Yeah, my memory's not that good either, so don't feel bad, AJ.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of races, but for the CRA, we only go there to Ventura once a year, but with the Lightning Sprints, that's like the CLS's main home track now, so I've actually
had
a lot of time at Ventura.
Yeah, that's where we saw you. I went up with Brittany Sandoval last summer, and all the San Diego guys were up there for Lightning Sprints.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the new series. I think a lot of people are getting into it. It's not overly expensive. Mm-hmm. It's stupid fast. So who is on the side of your car? Who are your sponsors this season?
For the sprint car, it's pretty much just my parents do it. But then this past year, Limited Access, Mark from Limited Access, he stepped up and he's been helping us out, giving us some money to put some new tires and some fuel in the thing. So really just Mark at Limited Access, and then my parents, we do what we can with what we got, but we don't have a whole lot of help on the sprint car side.
You and I got to talk. All right, well, how about on the Lightning Sprint side?
The Lightning Sprint, I'm pretty lucky on that side, because I've gotten to drive a lot of cars for a lot of different people, and most recently I've been driving for the Schweitzer family, and they're based out of Bakersfield, and they've got a good collective amount of help, and they do a great job of putting a nice fast race car out in the track for me every time. And with them, it's mostly this company called Bakersfield.com. They sell homes, and then Abacus, and then Mike's gonna kill me. I just totally spaced in the last one. I need to go look at a picture.
All right, hey AJ, I'm gonna tell you right now. I tell all the kids. Get a little 3x5 card, put all your sponsors on it, laminate it, and put it in your back pocket, because you never, never know.
Yeah, I know. He'll kill me for that. But, they do such a good job of putting a good race car out there. And sadly, I had a little incident earlier this year in their car. I jumped a right rear and wrecked the car pretty good, and I was just feeling down, and I was so upset about it. And I got out of the car, and they were like, Mike was like, don't worry about it. We're here to win races, and we want to go fast. And you were going fast, and you were going forward. So we'll fix the car, and we'll come out and do it again. And as a driver, that's the best thing you can hear from your car owner,
Oh, man. No, that is. That really is. So you're going to run the season of Lightning Sprints, and then periodically you're going to be in the 410?
Yeah, we'll definitely do all the Paris stuff. We'll do Oval Nationals, and we'll try to make the Arizona races. Those are a little more doable for us.
Yeah.
I personally, I would much rather do more sprint car stuff, but I've just had more opportunities in the Lightning Sprint stuff. So I've been trying to do it, and I've always been very about seat time. It's all about seat time.
That's all it is. Well, we're going to have to work on getting you some more sponsors. All right, buddy. Yeah. Hey, how do people follow you around? I did find you on Facebook, and I think I found you on Instagram.
Yeah, I have a Facebook and an Instagram. I think it's under Alec Bender. But you can
type in AJ Bender,
and it comes up.
Yeah,
I had to finesse that a little bit to find you. But, yeah, it's Alec, A-L-E-C, Bender.
Yeah. Mostly go by AJ, but close friends and family just call me Alec, and they do it just to ignore the fact that everyone else calls me AJ, so.
Right. Well, I can understand that. But, you want to make it as easy as possible for folks to find you on Facebook, Instagram, and all that insanity. All right, buddy. Well, hey, it's good talking to you. We'll run this weekend. And seriously, do you have my contact info?
I do not, no. I mean, I got
your email. I guess we've been emailing back and forth probably with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and AJ's looped into that too, so he does have both of our emails now.
All right. So send me an email, bud, and we'll hook you up with TV.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, we're going to let you go. Any last words, Michelle?
Well, I'm sorry. I was like 30 seconds late, and I didn't realize you guys were already started. So I'm sorry. But thanks for calling in. And it was fun watching you race the other night when I was up at Paris. So keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we'll keep chugging along. But it was awesome talking to you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's do it again. Maybe after a couple of races, let us know how it went.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll be ready for it.
Yeah, because you're our local San Diego racer now, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to talk.
Yeah, and you can tell your sponsors, hey, folks, I can go, you know, we can be on every week. Just help me out. So we'll get you there.
Cool. Well, I'm all game for it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Right.
Alright, folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. That would be the answer. The segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. New, used, actually 80% of their trade-ins, believe it or not, are trade-ins from customers. They don't go to the auction. They don't buy auction cars. They send cars to the auction. They just don't buy cars from the auction. So if you want a good, honest, family-owned and operated car dealership that sells nothing but American, Ford, El Cajon Ford's where you need to be. Now, here's the kicker. Their service center actually will work on anything and everything in your driveway. That's right. Pretty cool. Could be an import. Could be a domestic. Their service department, Quick Lane, is all geared up with factory-trained technicians to work on everybody's car or truck in their garage. That's El Cajon Ford. And if you're a commercial buyer and you're thinking about picking up a stake bed or a utility bed or a dump truck or even a box van, John and Samantha are the best commercial department in the country. I think they're number one or number two in configurating a truck, selling it, and getting you the best possible deal. So, El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better, at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Well, we are supposed to get a caller in for Barona Speedway, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Kelsey Newman was going to call in. She was absent from racing for a while. And then she got back in it, and she was racing one of the Hornets last week, and last son of a gun won. So I was going to reach out to her to see if she wanted to call in and talk about her new experiences back on the track again. But if you've not been to Barona Speedway, it's really an experience that you can't miss. I mean, it's just so much fun. It's up in the hills, 4 miles north of Barona Casino. You can take a run up there when they have their events. And the dirt track is awesome. Parking is totally free. There is a price to get into pits. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com for all the pricing. Just really great food. They've got cooks on premises. But if you want to bring a barbecue, bring all your own food, bring your own beverage, bring a motorhome. We don't care. As long as you're self-contained, you're more than happy to do so. The racing is really, really good. Todd and Troy really busted their you-know-whats to bring in really great high-end clay for the surface. Oh, my gosh. And they cut that clay, and they cut the track and soak it. And it gives everybody that races out there a top-quality surface to run on. Kids love it. They have a kids division. You can take your little kids out there, and I'm telling you, you'll be You'll be blown away because they love to go out there and race. Yeah, we're not talking big speeds, but there's all kinds of fun stuff. There's lawnmower races. There's dwarf cars. And we got Dirt Dude on the line. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, we was hoping Kelsey was going to call in, but she must be either working on her car or driving her car, but she didn't make it.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and I figured, oh, I'll let
bail
you know
me
about
out
some other things.
Bail me out.
Well, the next race that's coming up for featuring the 360 Sprint and California Lightning Sprints are coming back,
mm-hmm.
and also we're bringing back the side-by-side racing. So I think dwarf cars are going to be off. Yeah, dwarf cars are off because there's a national race, and actually Brittany's going to that. So she's out of town going it out.
Right.
And also, I heard something about the pro and stock ponies are going to be racing, but I think they're on the schedule for it, but I've got an older schedule. So I know that we're going to be doing the side-by-side racing again, the 1,000 cc's, and actually having junior side-by-side come out the 170 class, which should be pretty good. So hopefully they can bring out a pretty good group. And what's in California Lightning Sprints, and so there can be a good sprint car night. And our junior drivers, modifieds, and streets.
So it should be a hoot, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, what date's the next race?
It's going to be on the 10th, August 10th.
August 10th.
And then the next race after that, we're featuring the Pure Stock Enduro, which is supposed to be, not sure we're going to go 75 or 100 laps.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about a big lap thing. And had a couple guys come out of it. Actually brought a Pure Stock down from Paris and liked it. And then he said he's going to be coming back on that. It's the 24th. August 24th, we're going to be having a big Pure Stock Enduro race.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we get a good group to show up for that. Our Pure Stocks have actually been really, really good. They've been having a good battle.
Yeah, I think we've got some pretty competitive drivers within that group of cars. And the Pure Stock is probably the best way to go racing at Barona.
It is a good way to go. And I think if we can get it going, it'd be that the import class is going to be a much cheaper than a Pure Stock. But we're waiting to see how that goes to get that one going. Because that's actually set on a IMCA, I forget what they call that one, but it's an IMCA stock class that they have, an import class. They run.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Hey, do me a favor and send me the contact info for the lawnmower guy.
Okay.
Because I just had a lawnmower die, and I'm going to donate it to him. So if he wants to,
they'll take it, and then that's a class that's really fun too. And like I said, you want an inexpensive racing to go to? Lawnmowers are really fun.
Right.
For their stock class, it's just fun.
Yeah, and this one is it's a yard machine, and the engine just locked up. So, I mean, they don't use that engine anyway. They could use it for parts or whatever. I have no use for it. All you got to do is come get it. So if you think about it, send me. Yeah, and if I don't give it to them, then you know where it'll end up. I'll end up racing a lawnmower, and I don't want to race a lawnmower.
It'll end up in your yard for forever then, right?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of making it yard art. And then I said, then I'll look like Sanford and Son. So
yard art or junkyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine line.
So I understand you guys are buying a dwarf car so people could come out and rent it? How's that program going?
It's actually a mini dwarf. Mark Rose from Express Pipe and Supply got way behind on this. I mean, he was like ready to go with it. And he's actually donated a bunch of money. He's done, last race, he donated a $300 battery-operated rivet gun to raffle off.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's just like, he's really behind it, wants to get behind it, wants to get it going. So what we're talking about is buying a junior mini dwarf for one of our fans that cannot afford one or has no idea of racing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to be a house car, and we'll get different drivers to get into it. And racing on it.
That's awesome. Well, once we get that car, we get close to it, you know, that'd be great to bring down to KUSI all decaled out. I'm sure Victory Graphics would be able to help you with that and, you know, get that thing all spiffed up and Yeah, you could make a lot of folks happy. That's for sure.
Well, what I heard he got a car. I don't know which one it is yet. I haven't seen pictures of it. But he has a car, and he's putting it together. He's going to put a new chain on it and do a new clutch, new rear tires, stuff like that. So it should be pretty cool because, I mean, you're going to give other kids the opportunity to race that have never had a chance to race.
Yeah.
You know, be an opening for them. Like that's what we did that, I guess, the Hornet class.
Right.
The kid that won out of the grandstands.
Wasn't
had a great time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 14 years old, got a ticket, actually bought a couple tickets and won, and came out. We did our pure stock, that the Enduro race, or the Hornet class that we ran, and he actually did really good. First night, he kind of hit the wall a little bit, and learned how to drive, and then the night he raced, he didn't get lapped or anything like that. Kelsey got out in front and really did ran good, and then the two other drivers had another guy come from Yuma, and then another one was one of our drivers that won in the pits, won a ride in one of those cars, won a chance to drive it. And he was out there with experienced drivers, and he still did pretty good. He managed to stay on the lead lap, and he finished.
And, you know, these are front-wheel drive cars. They're not the easiest things on the planet to drive if you've never done it before.
Especially when you're on a dirt track and you want to try and break the back end loose, and you're, you know, if you're trying to get the car to steer with the back of the car. With the throttle.
Right.
It's totally different.
Yeah. All right. So, BaronaSpeedway.com.
I'm going to try and get him to call in.
Pardon?
I'm going to try and get him to call in sometime, too, and you can interview him from being a fan in the stands to a racer now. So
yeah.
He's pretty much, him and his family are going to buy a car, and they're going to build a car.
Well, we need to actually physically need him in the studio. That way he gets a full experience.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for bailing me out, as usual.
Next race at 10th, man. We'll see everybody there.
All right. Be there, be square. BaronaSpeedway.com. Take care, dirt dude.
Have a good one, dude.
All right, man. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Paris Auto Speedway is on the line right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. The segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road, excuse me, at Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com for one of the fastest half-mile dirt tracks around. But they got a lot more as well. Matt Jones on the line, SoCal Oval Carters have really taken off at Paris Auto Speedway. How we doing, Matt?
Hey, Dave. How's everything going?
Doing just good. How are you doing?
Oh, can't complain.
So, I understand you got a big race coming up.
Yeah, we have over $10,000 in cash and prizes we're giving away this Saturday. We got five classes and a bunch of cash prizes for the winners.
Excellent. How many different classes are you going to have run?
We have five different ones. Our biggest class is KT100 with the Yamaha. Probably our second biggest will be the Senior Clone. Then we have a UAS Open class, which is unlimited. And we also have a Yamaha F200 and also the kids that are driving, the 12 to 15-year-olds.
Oh, okay. Very good. So kind of break down the classes as far as engine sizes and transmissions.
So KT100, that class is 2,000 to win, and that is a 100cc air-cooled centrifugal clutch engine. It's one of our most popular classes since it's affordable and pretty user-friendly. And then the open class is anything that's below a 500cc engine for a four-stroke,
mm-hmm.
and 250 for a two-stroke, Those ones are more for some of our advanced guys run them just because, I mean, you can run any tire you want. It's basically whoever has the fastest cart that they can build, whatever they, you know, any parts they really can use. And then our F200 class, it's a Yamaha four-stroke 200cc engine. It's real popular. And then our senior clone guys, they run a... it's actually a motor you can actually buy from Harbor Freight. It's a Predator 212, and the guys modify them a little bit, put some aftermarket parts on them, and that's a real affordable, and it's a super user-friendly because they idle and everything else, and you can basically put just about anybody in one of those and you know, let them drive. And then our best class or the most you know, the best driving and stuff is our junior class. The kids really, really do a good job and stuff like that. They, we have a few, just to name them out, is, that lives down in San Diego. Her name's, Lauren Bishop. And then we also have Cash Culp. He runs a lot of races at Victorville, but they love coming to our events. And then, Shane Holt, it's another one of our junior kids. And, that's the main core group, and then we have a lot of guys that come, you know, here and there. But those kids battle it out, and they really do a great job of, you know, clean racing and, you know, sometimes a three wide going down the straightaways, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. And I've never been on dirt in a cart, but it looks like it's got to be fun. Now, when you race at Paris, do you just run on the big track, or where do you run?
No, so this race, well, generally we run on the infield. So we anticipate, last year we had 70 entries.
Wow.
And this year we're probably going to have closer to 100, maybe a little bit more. I mean, we already have 25 committed in the KT100 class, and I would imagine that probably 10 more aren't telling people that they're coming. They're going to show up to try to take the money, but... where is it getting? Oh, so we're going to be pitting around the half mile. We have a bunch of vendors that are coming out, our sponsors. And we also, we also have a taco guy coming out. So it's going to be a good deal. It's going to be fun.
So who are some of your sponsors?
So some of our main sponsors, we have Tim Erickson, one of our club guys that just loves karting. He put up $1,500 to the purse, and we also have Snap-on's one of our sponsors. They gave quite a bit of awesome stuff to give away. His name's Joe Van Deren, and then we also there's a lot. We had a lot of people to try to make that $10,000. Trying to think, we have Super Clean on board, and yeah, Lucas Oil's one of them. Power Plus, there's a lot.
That's awesome.
I could probably keep talking all day.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to talk about the sponsors because that's what you need.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So. That's awesome. So if you're open to more sponsors or donations, how do people get a hold of you?
They can, if they have Facebook, they can look up SoCalvoCars, or they can email MattJonesRacing@yahoo.com and they can get a hold of me.
Perfect. Perfect. That's excellent. So how about girls? How many girls race in your series?
Well, we have one of our juniors, upcoming star, Lauren Bishop. She runs our junior class. We have Heidi Jo Erickson. She races our one of our senior classes. Who else do we have? Christina Klein. She runs the KT100 class. She's an excellent driver. They come all the way from Las Vegas every race to come run with us.
Wow, that's amazing. So if somebody was to get into karting, do you have any way that you could sort of give them the tips and maybe teach them how to drive a go-kart?
Well, that's, as a matter of fact, I actually put together two rental carts that I put together for a couple guys from that run over at City of Industry. They run the Speedway bikes. Him and his uncle renting them out for the weekend. But if anyone, the biggest thing I could say is when they show up to the track and they actually check us out, they'll be hooked almost immediately on wanting to get a cart, and they just need to come talk to me, and I can point them in a great direction on getting an affordable, reliable, and actual, you know, competitive go-kart.
Right. Yeah. And because I'm telling you, folks, if you got kids or if you're looking for a hobby, this is really inexpensive and more fun than you can imagine. And it's not that expensive. If you, you know, treat your equipment properly, you can run all season on an engine and a set of tires.
That's correct. And what are you doing Saturday, Dave?
Well, I might take a little run up. What time's your racing start?
So the gates open at 12 o'clock and our practice starts at 4. But I tell you what, I got a guy that already talked to me and he said, if you show up, he will put you in a go-kart to run some laps.
Well, I may have to do that. I got all my gear I carry with me all the time. And I actually love karting. I mean, I really do. I think I've told you this story a couple of times when Yamaha came out with that KT100 and we all laughed at it and said it would never work. It's too heavy. And look where they're at today. I mean, bulletproof motor, as long as you don't play with the carburetor, right?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I mean, the Yamaha was starting to go away. We kind of brought it back because it's really an affordable way to get into karting. I mean, they're out there everywhere. You can pick up a kart, an old Sprint chassis that guys ran on pavement. It already has a KT100 on it. They see them all day on Craigslist for $800 to $1,000. And mm-hmm. Throw some dirt tires on it and, you know, clean it up. And you can be out on the track for, you know, and I'm saying $1,000, I'm probably, if there's great deals out there, you can even get in for less. But reality, you know, $800 to $1,000, you're in it. And, I mean, it's a good, reliable sport to be in.
Yeah, and it's just fun. You meet a lot of great people. You're not there all by yourself. Anything you need done to the cart, if you don't know what you're doing or if you need help setting them up, I mean, everybody at the track, that belongs to SoCal Carters. I mean, they really bend over backwards to help, especially new team or new groups coming in or a new driver.
Most definitely. You know, we have a bunch of good guys. We have one of our guys, Chris Gibb. He's actually going to be our race director on Saturday. He's been racing, him and his brother have been racing since, you know, the 80s. And he absolutely loves the sport. And, you know, if whenever he's at the track, he goes around, you know, and tries to help everybody mm-hmm. better themselves. And, you know, as a club, if we're not growing and, you know, we're not helping everybody, then, you know, people stop having fun. And, you know, why go to the racetrack if you're not having fun, right?
Yeah, and without a shadow of a doubt. And you can do karting out of the back of a pickup truck, a minivan. And I've seen some guys and girls kick open the trunk of a four-door sedan, stick the cart in it, throw their bag and tools in the back seat, and they're at the track.
We had a guy show up to one of our races. He didn't have a truck, and the cart was a little bit too big. He had that thing strapped to the roof of the thing. It was a Corolla.
I know. Well, they don't weigh anything. I mean, carts are pretty lightweight to begin with. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think it's great. So... All right. So, again, when's your race?
So, it's Saturday. Practice at 4 o'clock. We'll be racing at 5. And any spectators that want to come out, it's $10 to get in the gate. There's a 50-50 raffle, and we're raffling off probably about $5,000 worth of prizes.
Wow.
And anybody can get in that you know, you have a good chance of taking home some money even if you're not a racer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll have food. I mean, it'll be just like, you know, the regular racing, right?
Yep. We will have a taco guy there, and we also have one of our sponsors is a beef jerky vendor. So he's giving away $200 in beef jerky, and then he also has he'll be selling beef jerky on site.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Can't beat that with a stick.
Right?
I know. So, all right. What else you got for us before I let you go? You only got about a couple of minutes.
Well, if anybody wants to come out, if they want to email me, if they need directions, it's at Arizona Speedway, but you have to go past the like instead of like you're going to the sprint car races, you go to the next light and then you make the left into the backside of Harris Auto Speedway and you're actually going to go into the half mile. So it's a little bit different than going to a sprint car race. So we're all going to be on the infield. So, but we'll have signs and everything made up. The other thing we are going to have there, which is actually really exciting, is we have Wesley's group with the SoCal Mowers. They're going to have their super modifieds out there racing. So that's another thing. If you've never seen the mowers, that that in itself is pretty exciting.
I just donated a lawnmower that I had at home. It's a yard machine, and the motor took a dump on it, but the rest of the tractor's in, you know, good condition. So I was just texting Wesley. I said, you come get it, you can have it. So. Because, you know, I mean, it's...
It is a, you know, an 80-horsepower methanol-burning...
Yeah, I know. I know. He's trying to get me on that as well. Have no fear. All right, buddy. Hey, give out the website one more time.
It's www.socalovalcarters.com or Facebook at SoCal Oval Carters.
All right. Matt Jones, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, got a great interview with Daniel Miller. He's an LA Times writer talking about the Big Willie tribute. Make sure you stay tuned for that.
Power on. Power on.
All you got to do is have a clean driver's license. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. Yeah, brought to you by Certified Car Clinic out there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Check them out for all your automotive needs under your hood. Motorhomes, trucks, cars, race cars, dune buggies. Those guys definitely know how to make things go good and go fast. Also, Hose Specialties, Trick Plumbing. If you want to put those braided lines under your hood, that's the place to be. Give him a call, 619-562-4750. Hey, we got Daniel Miller, did an interview with him. He's an LA Times writer. And most of you guys out there, if you're older than dirt, you'll remember Big Willie. They did a tribute. Take a listen.
All right, folks. Today we've got an interview for Racer Radio with Daniel Miller, staff writer for LA Times. And he has done a podcast series about a drag racer. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And so tell us a little bit about who the drag racer is that is the subject of your podcast series and how you got involved.
Sure. So our podcast is called Larger Than Life, and it's about a man named Big Willie Robinson, who was the founder and leader of the Brotherhood of Street Racers. Big Willie's heyday was in the 1960s and 1970s in Los Angeles. He was a 6'6", muscle-bound titan who believed that cars could unite people and bring together disparate people. And after the Watts riots of 1965, he began pushing this message in earnest, and it actually worked. He eventually got buy-in from police and politicians in Los Angeles who believed in his message of peace through wheels. And with backing from the LAPD, Big Willie staged street races on city streets in Los Angeles and later opened a racetrack out on Terminal Island. It's a wild story. It's a fun story, and we tell the whole thing in our podcast.
Yeah, and so you're the one who came up with the, you did all the research, you found all the archives, and then ended up narrating it. So tell us about how all that came about.
That's right. So I'm the host, I'm the writer, and I'm the reporter on the podcast. Though I should say there's a wonderful team of people, both at the LA Times and a production company called Neon Hum Media that made this podcast. So I became interested in the story 2 years ago, and I'd never heard of Big Willie Robinson back then. I was out at a dusty car lot in the San Fernando Valley for a story that was totally unrelated to Big Willie. And while there, I came across this broken down old race car. It was a 1966 Plymouth Barracuda, and it was in bad shape. But on the door, it said Brotherhood of Street Racers. And I was intrigued, and the owner told me a little bit about Big Willie. And honestly, I couldn't believe the story was real. I heard a little bit about Big Willie's connection to Hollywood. He was an actor in some films. I heard about Big Willie's relationship with Mayor Tom Bradley, the mayor of Los Angeles for many years, and even Big Willie's friendship with Otis Chandler, who had been the publisher of the LA Times. And I was just astounded by this story. And I knew that we had to tell it. I set it aside for a while, but came back to it last year and dug into it in earnest. And it was a thrill to get to comb through our own archives and meet with a lot of different street racers and drag racers and hear about Big Willie.
Right. So for the content, you weren't able to reach with the family of Big Willie, how did you have to go about getting most of the content?
Sure. So Big Willie's family did participate in the podcast. I interviewed his two living siblings, and you can hear them in several episodes. They were a big part of learning about Willie's early years in New Orleans. He grew up in the segregated South, and certainly that informed his worldview and his vision of peace and togetherness through cars. Beyond the family, I spent a lot of time getting to know people who are in Big Willie's Brotherhood of Street Racers. While Big Willie died in 2012, his group does live on, and they carry on his message. And they welcome me with open arms. I interviewed countless members of the group who shared stories of Willie, shared photos, shared videos, and that really helped bring him to life. I also got to speak with people in the professional drag racing community, people like Big Daddy Don Garlitz, who knew Big Willie well. So it was a whole world I got to explore.
Mm. And then you incorporated natural sound from the racing archive footage that you found?
That's right. So we do have some vintage footage from Big Willie's track, Brotherhood Raceway Park, that allowed us to capture some of the sound of, you know, those roaring engines back in the day. And we also worked hard to make all of the car sounds and, you know, audio be realistic. I'll give you one example. Big Willie drove a 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona with a Hemi in it. His car was destroyed years ago, but I felt that in the podcast, if you wanted to hear a car revving, it needed to be a 69 Dodge Charger Daytona with a Hemi. So with the help of some sources, I tracked one down. There's a very nice guy who owns one of these cars, which is, you know, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars these days. And I drove out to Orange County with my recorder. And he put the key in the ignition and turned the car on, and I had my face right up against the tailpipe with my recorder, getting the sound of that big V8 burbling. So we worked hard to make this authentic.
Awesome. And then tell us a little bit more about what was Willie's message of peace, and how was he a peacemaker in L.A.?
Sure. So obviously that's really central to the story. Big Willie believed in something really simple, that cars can unite people. No matter what your race or background is or your socioeconomic status, he thought that cars were universal and that anybody could talk about cars and anybody can race cars. And he made his racetrack a place where that message was put to the test. So he invited everybody, Crips and Bloods, the Mexican Mafia. He said that they were all welcome, and he wasn't going to check them for guns. He said that he trusted them. And, in fact, gangsters actually worked security at Willie's track. And it wasn't just gangsters who were there. Otis Chandler, the former publisher of the LA Times, whose family owned the LA Times, was said to visit the track. Movie stars, too. I talked to one Brotherhood member who said he saw Steve McQueen there. So this was an eclectic place, and I think it's where you saw Willie's vision really play out.
Yeah. All right, great. Where can people get the podcast?
Sure. So the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. You can also find it at latimes.com. Our website is latimes.com/larger-than-life. Beyond the podcast, our website includes tons of videos, photos, archival documents, and stories that help flesh out this tale. Listening to the story is fantastic. You hear those burbling V8s, but also getting to see images of Big Willie in his heyday is a lot of fun.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I hope that people can connect with this story. You know, Big Willie was a complicated man, but his vision was simple. And I think these days his message can seem kind of Pollyanna. And it's easy to be cynical these days because the world seems divided, but, you know, maybe people can listen to his message, this idea of peace through wheels, and perhaps will resonate.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're a car guy too, right?
I am. I grew up around the car business. I come from three generations of LA car dealers. Our family's now out of the business, but it was a huge part of my childhood.
All right.
And, yeah, it's been fascinating to go on this journey.
Great. Well, I know our Racer Radio listeners are going to be really interested in this story, and hopefully they'll find your podcast and find it as interesting as I did. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right, Big Willie. If anybody, you know Big Willie there, Lance? You ever heard of Big Willie? Drag racer out of L.A., street racer?
Absolutely. Huge personality.
Yeah, they just had a tribute for that for the gentleman.
Fabulous guy.
He did a lot for street racing. He got the kids in line, got them at a decent venue. Yeah.
Super guy.
Super guy. Need more guys like him.
So,
hey, Gun Sports Radio is coming up next, folks. What do you got for us today, Lance?
We got a lot of good things. The bad guys are calling us names, so stay tuned,
folks. That's a good thing.
Yep, it's good. We like it. We're on the radar screen.
Well, that's all they're doing is calling us bad things. They're not coming up with any solutions.
It's unfortunate but true. But
I'm just waiting for them to come up with a plan to take all the guns away from the criminals, and then we're on the right track.
We're going to get the votes one vote by one vote and win this thing like, you know, AOC won by her 4,000 votes. Watch what happens in San Diego County with Mike Schwartz's help.
Yeah, you think?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I guess Carl DeMaio is getting ready to pull the trigger. Did you hear that?
What do you say there, Mikey?
Big announcement coming tomorrow.
Oh.
We've got to wait and see.
I know. That's all right.
It's too sunny a day to steal any thunder.
You got to quit reading
He's
comic books.
He's been hanging around media folks.
Yeah, you got to quit reading comic books, man. I'm telling you. What's up with that?
Awesome.
So what, I give your wife a ride in a Lambo, now we'll never see her again?
I shouldn't stop talking about it.
You should have heard her.
When we redid our budget.
Yeah, I know, I know. You missed a good one, man. I tell you what, you should screaming like a little girl going up and down the street.
She'd been talking about that for the longest time, yeah. You know, wanting to do that. That's so cool.
I know.
I was out last week.
She came in, man. She was all ready. I mean, she couldn't wait for the show to get over.
You guys get any video?
Didn't get any. I should have. But just putting the top down, it looked like a transformer. It looked like when I was a kid. Yeah, the little transformer.
Well,
you know?
And you were on the outside listening to us leave.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a jet taking off.
Truly, so no joke. It was seriously like watching an F-16 take off on a runway. I mean, it was really amazing. What a nice piece of machinery.
With a screaming little blonde in the passenger seat. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170 Racer Radio. Don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio coming up. You are not going to want to miss a great show brought to you by Lance and Michael on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The answer.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Some.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.